online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Prince William has said it's coming home ahead of England's World Cup semi-final with Croatia in Moscow tonight. The Duke of Cambridge says a new generation is enjoying the magic of the tournament and that the whole country is willing Gareth Southgate's side on. It's the first time England have got this far at the World Cup in 28 years. Prime Minister Theresa May's also been getting behind the team from a NATO summit in Brussels.
I met the Croatian Prime Minister yesterday and we exchanged football shirts. Gareth Southgate and the boys have done a fantastic job and I'm sure that they're going to go on to do well, and I just wish them all the very best of luck tonight.
Meantime, some people will be making arrangements to get out of work in time for the game later. Louise Purcell from a Tenterden law firm says employers need to be clear with their staff about leaving early.
If you expect them to make the time up, then be clear about that and explain how that's going to happen. Another thing you might want to think about is staff who don't want to leave early or don't want to watch the match. Are you going to allow them to leave and go off home early?
Whoever wins tonight will play France in the final.
KM FM News.
A man's been taken to a London hospital after being found injured near an alleyway in Gravesend. Emergency crews were called to Wellington Street in the early hours of this morning. Officers are still trying to work out how he became hurt and want to speak to anyone with information. Police have been able to speak to Novichok poisoning victim Charlie Rowley for the first time. Scotland Yard says detectives have had a brief conversation after he regained consciousness, and doctors say he's no longer critically ill. A Kent woman suffered what have been described as life-changing injuries in a jet ski accident in Turkey. A fundraising page has been set up for Ashley Donnelly from Northleigh to get back to the UK for treatment. The 31-year-old is said to have been hurt while spending time in Marmaris.
KM FM News.
One of the victims of the Rotherham child abuse scandal is in Kent today, speaking at a major conference on youth violence. An expert in gangs has also been invited to the event in Canterbury amid growing concerns about trouble involving young people in the county. Across the country, it's thought as many as 45,000 10 to 18-year-olds are involved in gangs. Dr. Jane Wood has done research on why young people join them and works for the Uni of Kent, who've organised the talks.
They want a sense of belonging, they want a sense of protection, they want a sense of companionship, they want access to resources such as money. And so the temptations to join a gang are quite high.
At kentonline.co.uk, you can see pictures of two large fires that broke out in Dover within a couple of hours. Crews were called to a derelict building in Townwall Street before a blaze started in the former Club Karma on York Street. It's not yet known how they started, but no one was injured. And Shrek the Musical is returning to Kent tonight as part of the show's latest UK tour. Former X Factor star Emilia Lilly takes on the role of Princess Fiona in the stage version of the animation about a giant green ogre. It's on at the Marlow in Canterbury until the 22nd of July.
Sport with Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and Kent will be looking to continue their 100% record in this season's T20 Blast as they travel to take on Gloucestershire later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ishmael.
Well, the Spitfires have already recorded victories against Surrey and Somerset in their opening games of the competition. Today's match at Bristol will now get underway at 3, so fans don't miss out on watching England in the semi-final of the World Cup. Staying with cricket, and an excellent summer's continuing for England's women after wrapping up another one-day international series. Kent's Tammy Beaumont top scored with the bat as they beat New Zealand by 123 runs at Derby. It means they're 2-0 up in the series with just one game left to play. That match is at Leicester on Friday. On to tennis, and it's men's quarterfinals day at Wimbledon. Rafa Nadal's tie with Juan Martin Del Potro looks to be the standout. Among the other last four matches, Roger Federer's playing big-serving South African Kevin Anderson. And five-time Paralympic champion Hannah Cockcroft leads a 52-strong Great Britain team for the Paraathletics European Championships. 15 medalists from last year's World Championships are in the squad to travel to Berlin. Paralympic gold medal winners Richard Whitehead, Sophie Hahn and Alid Davies are among the other athletes selected.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.